I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the hunting season, and we're talking hunting, fishing, eating, drinking. Man, we're doing it all. But you're listening to the Grillin' Guys. And Barbecue Bob's on a little sabbatical. He's up in the deer stand already. So here I am with our guest co-host is Brad from Garrett's Appliance. If you tuned in the first segment, you understand that he's a woodchuck eater. And from there, we're going to go to other critters, I'm thinking. But anyway, welcome to the show again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. It's always good to have a new topic on the Grilling Guys. We seem to beat the old ones to get to death, and now we've got woodchuck in our repertoire.
Well, who wants to eat elk when you can have woodchuck?
That's right. I mean, it's a lot easier to get, and the permit's a lot cheaper.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about it. It is whitetail season, and the bow season came to a conclusion on the 14th, temporary, and on Sunday the 15th, the guys in the guns are going to be out there, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in man law, too, at the end of the show, but favorite recipe, you know, everybody's got a venison recipe that they enjoy. What's yours look like, Brian?
Well, there's a couple that are, I'd say, standards at our house. Like I said in our first segment here is we love to do roast. Venison roast, basically in the crock pot, are number one. Of course, just doing a braise on them before I put them into that crock pot. Amazing. Daughters love it. Wife loves it. What I've been doing a lot recently, because I'm not normally quite as keen on venison steak. That's why a lot of it at the end of the year goes into my jerky pile. But I've been doing some, you know, half inch to three quarter inch slices, doing a marinate. And I've been doing a marinate into basically a Worcestershire sauce. I put a little of the good old smoke flavor in there, just a drip of the
liquid smoke
if you will. Yep. And I've been dropping in some teriyaki in with that and letting them just marinate overnight and just doing a quick sear in the pan. I'm a big salt guy. I love salt,
right,
so the saltier the better.
Right.
So I've been digging that.
I'm savory, not a sweet guy. You're right.
Yep. You know, and then again, of course, tenderloins have been always a favorite of mine. My wife gets a little bit off put. I like my meat red, purple.
Yeah.
So I normally have to pan sear theirs a little bit. And I don't do mine. I know a lot of people do it on the grill. But as of late, I've been doing a lot of high heat pan searing in butter, basically doing a brown butter sauce, making sure I top that. And I've been using some of the seasonings that we sell over at Garrett's Appliance. They have a big game seasoning that I really enjoy putting a crust on that with a butter too.
Sure. So, oh, that is good.
Yeah.
That's really good. The last couple times that I've done venison loin, I did the whole thing, and I was cooking for several people, right? I'm talking the backstrap, not the inside loin. So you've got 15, 16 inches of meat about the size of a baseball, right? Well, like you said, different people like it different ways. But what I've done initially is I will go buy, because this time of year is in the fall, cider is everywhere. I'll get a 2-gallon Ziploc bag and then put that loin in there and cover it with apple cider. Take all the air out of the bag, roll it up, and like you said, put it in the fridge overnight. And that you know, there's nothing that screams fall more than apple cider, right? And take that thing out of there the next day and then let it dry, okay? I want the most of the cider off it. And then I'm going to cover it with just salt and cracked pepper. Super simple flavor profile. And then I put that on the smoker and about a medium heat smoker. And then I use my digital thermometer so that I have an absolute idea what the core temperature of that's going to be. Because once it comes out of that cider, it's darker colored. And as it cooks, it's really difficult. I mean, you can go up and you can squeeze it. But when you're doing the smoker, right? The no looking, no cooking is where you need to be.
The lid's open, you're not cooking.
Right. So I do that digital thermometer with the probe in there, and I have one that's from Therma-Tru that I use, but and it's wired, it's not wireless, so I got to walk by every day or every few minutes with my beer just to make sure things are good. But at the end of the day, 125, take that off, let it rest for a half hour. And then I slice it into medallions, and that's been just a huge hit. You get the true venison flavor. You know, that core might be that purple that you like, but it quickly goes to pink, and then the outside is dark. So whatever anybody likes. In the ends, you know, they get cooked more.
Done.
So, but anyway, that's one of my favorite go-tos. If you've got that whole loin, silver skin off, cleaned up real nice, and then that it just it's beautiful on a board too. You pull that out of there and just start slicing that off, and the juices are running.
After now you're letting it rest probably 5-10 minutes, yeah, of course, well, after you pull it off.
Yep, exactly. Okay. Just to let those juices recoagulate in there. But so that's the protein center of the plate. I want to start running around the plate a little bit with you because one of the things that you do better than anybody else I know is mushrooms. And it's not about the store-bought mushroom with you. You're kind of a forager, if you will, and I'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I live to forage. I was just telling you, if I didn't have to go into a store for something, I would skip out as often as I can. And not only mushrooms, springtime comes around, we kick into May. I'm out there pulling wild ramps or leeks, whatever you'd like to call them. We have tons of them on my property. And, you know, it's just taking it a step closer of being part of your food. You know, how a farmer would feel, you know, pulling it out of his own field versus going to the store to buy it. You know where it came from. You know that it hasn't been treated with pesticides out in the woods.
Yep.
There's no growth hormones shoved into it. And a lot of people, unfortunately, overlook a lot of the natural provisions we have in the forest. Because they're not as educated about it.
Right.
And there are a lot of things, and I am not a mycologist per se, a person that studies mushrooms.
That's a big word for the grilling guys.
You know, hey. but you know what? There's a lot of great resources, books, YouTube channels that help walk beginners through the process of identifying edible mushrooms. And we have actually quite a few in the state. There are quite a few that are pretty easy to find. I'm a big one into called Hen of the Woods, or also called the Mataki mushroom. There is also Chicken of the Woods. They also
are the chicken and the hen related?
Not really, and they don't look very close to each other either.
The chicken of the woods was the mailman then, right? Not the rooster. Right?
You had to go there,
right? Yeah,
I was like, you're channeling Bob almost.
Right. That's okay. Well, you know, you sit beside him that long, and some of it rubs off. Right.
Well, you know, the chicken of the woods, it's also known as sulfur shelf, Ledeporus sulfurus. Okay, now we're just, you know, we're throwing out terms here because it makes me feel a little cooler. But what you'll find is a lot of these, like chicken of the woods, hen of the woods, they actually have the same texture as what you would from a chicken breast. Oh. And I've put them into pasta. I've put them into other dishes just as a side. And the texture and the flavor of them, it's nice and meaty. It's earthy. It's great. Same thing right now. We're going to be coming into some more oyster season. Oyster mushrooms basically, you know, flourish in the state of Michigan basically year-round. There's a couple different types that you can find, as well as one called Velvet Foot. Velvet Foot also goes by the name of Noki, not quite the same one that you would see in the store.
Right.
But Velvet Foot is a great one as well. And pretty easy to distinguish if you take some time to learn it.
So where do you find these things? I mean, what type of what section of the woods?
Yeah. So everyone's they're normally what we call saprophytic mushrooms. So they basically are growing off decaying trees.
Okay.
So a lot of times I'm going out in the woods and I'm looking for trees that have died or are dead on the ground. Not like morels that are normally growing right out of your ground, maybe with some leaf color. Most of these are going to be in the trunks of dead or decaying trees.
Interesting.
And great eats.
Wow.
And free.
Right.
Just don't eat the wrong mushroom. Right. You can only do that once.
Yeah, you're only going to do that once. But all right. Well, that's cool, man. There's a lot more to talk about there. But coming up next, we're going to go out to Portland, Oregon, and talk to an executive chef that I know at Olympia Provisions. And he is going to talk a little bit about curing meat. And then something that I really love is charcuterie. So stick with us. You're not going to want to miss this one. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.